To live is to suffer. And to survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I'll live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than biz. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the ball, the drama with my mama. She got on some flash, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Vagging when I caught a buzz, I'm thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, it wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepared my for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, was it my fault, something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bid? Back on the scene at 14 with a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in a dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only I'd head off in my last. Just another little come on, headed nowhere fast.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear.
That ain't the half. Arrogance gets worse as I get older. Actions become bolder. Heart got cold, chip on my shoulder that I didn't touch. Didn't need a click, cause I scared it that much. One deep with the starting for kicks. Catching Vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick. Used to get high just to get by. Used to have to ball in the morning before I could fly. I ate something, couple of 40s made me hate something. After some hurt, now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later, showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut or give a fuck how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life.
What?
Like this, kept a with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm hooed up. I'm slipping, I'm falling, can't get up.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear.
Wasn't long before I hit rock bottom. Like damn, look how that got him. Open like a window, no more endo. Look at a video, say to myself that could have been yo. On the TV, believe me, could be done. Something got to give, got to change, cause now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty, and that means no more getting high, drinking 40. So I get back, looking tight, slick again. Fake, jump back on my again. Nothing but love for those that know how it feel. And much respect to all my kept it real. You strong, kept it from doing wrong. Who they is, and this is your song. And to my boo, who stuck with it, I do. All the bulls, you get yours, because it's due.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. Can't get up, got to get up.
This is from the hood, baby.
Can't get up, but I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear.
Sticking like glue, blinking green while I'm plotting for you. True, trying to teeth off my piece. Why for you to increase, I must decrease. If I treat you kindly, doesn't mean that I'm weak. You hear me speak and think I'm gonna take it to the streets. I know enough cats that don't turn the other cheek, but I try to keep it civilized like Menelik and other Africans are. Observing stars with war scars. Get yours, this capitalistic system. So many quarter got what you can't list them. How you gonna idolize the missing? To survive is to stay alive in the face of opposition. Even when they come in, gunning, I stay in position. I don't know the mission since conception. Let's free the people from deception. If you're looking for the answers, then you gotta ask the questions. And when I let go, my voice echo through the ghetto. Sick of men trying to pull strings like Geppetto. Why black people always be the ones to settle? March through these streets like Soweto.
Like Cain and Abel, Caesar and Brutus, Jesus and Judas, backstabbers do this. Forgive them, Father, for they know,
for they know,
they do what they do.
Microaggressions. I'm so numb about it that I never even thought of, oh, maybe, you know, that I should deal with that. So,
you know, that brings me to another sentence I'm gonna read here. Having to deal with the fact that you are never black enough and never white enough in a society where people are either jealous of your complexion or try to make you doubt the reasons why you are calling yourself black instead of mixed race. For a long time, I never realized that all those microaggressions from other people were making me feel unsettled. They were hindering my confidence and making me doubt myself. I'm black. I'm 100% black. I'm black. I'm proud. I'm blacker than the blacker than the black to the blackest. I've been called too strong, too black, and thought that I was going to water that down.
Right.
I am a victim of colorism and have never even tried to look at the light-skinned girl or the mixed girl and what they're dealing with, because all I knew was that I'm dark-skinned. You cannot be dealing with the shit I'm dealing with. You're highly favored.
And I never realized how bad you guys had it either. And so, you know, so I think we're both stuck in our own fight,
right?
Which is the same fight,
right?
Sure, I can pass for white, right? But when you see me, you're obviously like, wow, who is that?
Yeah.
But I just need people to, yeah, I am black. That's all I need. Just the acknowledgement and not the doubt of, like, I've had clients, even one in particular that I had to let go. She
is
kept
it the
on correcting
three finger
me.
One? Because I got pissed at when I read about that. But anyways.
She.
y'all gotta read the book to know what I'm referring to.
She used to always tell me, why don't you never acknowledge your white side? You always call yourself black. You're mixed. And I'm like, why does it bother you that much? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I am black. And I had to, again, defend myself again on who I want to be, what I want to be called, who I was. And I'm not, I know I probably won't be stopped because I'm, again, for lack of a better word, light skin and mixed. Mm-hmm. And I know that I've never got stopped for no reason in my life. And I'm aware of that. And that's a privilege in itself nowadays.
Let me read another part. On that day, I realized that I had a voice. It was not a new voice. It was not an out of the ordinary experience for anyone who looks like me. It was not flashy. It was the fact that I got the courage to say out loud what a lot of us had been keeping in. Mm. Because we get tired of fighting. And because at the end of the day, we have to keep grinding. I was getting validation from the black community. And I felt that I was finally a part of it because I was exposing my struggle to the world.
Mm.
This made me feel like I finally made it. I proved to them that I was black enough. Mm. I had to take a break. I was like, this is some... like, cuss. I was just like, is that what you really had to do? You had to be that vulnerable to prove that your skin...
Listen, I've never had that many black friends request from people that I didn't know. I have a lot of black friends, don't get me wrong, but mm-hmm. I've already known them through sports or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that day that I talked about that story and I had 10,000 views on YouTube, I was overwhelmed
But you know what? As you were saying, like, people have to take a step back and know, like, who are you down for? Like, whose side is she really, you know, is she privileged or, you know, what's good, I guess.
So what's the difference now that because of this whole thing happening now, all of a sudden, because even my friends that are, oh, well, you're light, you know, you're light skinned or you're. Now they call me and I don't have that one drop. I'm clearly visibly black, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what's the difference now? And then, like, why the doubt of which side is she on?
Mm-hmm.
What's the doubt? Because I'm sure there's some black people that think they're white.
Are you asking me?
Yeah. I'm just stating that as a fact. Like, I'm sure. Depending where you're from, I'm sure that's the case. But for me, it was never the case. Mm-hmm. But people would know that if they don't start a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, why don't we assume that I really think that I'm, you know, that I'm black all the time? What do we assume that? Why do you have to assume that? No, she's probably... Why that assumption? When I used to have a lot of clients at their house, I used to show up to train them. So I was part of their service, mm-hmm. right? And I was mistaken a few times for, I don't know, a cleaner or whatever, which is another job. It's, you know, it's not more important than mine. Mm-hmm. And I posted, why don't we just assume that everyone owns a company.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we just assume that the person is already high up there? Mm-hmm. Why don't we just, I think it's the same thing with the color between the black community. Why don't we assume that, no, she's down for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I prove you wrong, if I show you that I'm not, then you can call me out. But the fact that we always have to fight against that to start with.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's annoying to me. And keep in mind, it's not a choice I had. But if you see my dad, you will have no doubt.
Yeah.
My dad was 6'4".
Yeah.
Big black man, dark, very dark, from Central Republic of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I am probably more black than some, you know, some black people.
Yeah.
I was just not born there.
Yeah.
You know? So it was not my choice. If it was, and I say it very clearly in the book, it was, I would have had an all-black family. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling that my mom is black, mm-hmm. even though she's very white. But a lot of stuff that she's done and that she does, the way she acts, it's interesting. I really related to the Caribbean.
Right. You know what? It's interesting that you, like, bring up the Caribbean, because the only thing that I can really compare to that as a dark-skinned girl is I am first-generation born Canadian, like born and raised here. I was born and raised on the South Shore, Greenfield Park, okay, to be specific. So when I meet certain Caribbean people, or even like some of my family, they'll be like, oh, she's Guyanese, but you know, like she's not like Guyanese, you know. And it's like, really? So, you know, and I'll go to Trinidad and they'll be like, oh, well, like, you know, you're Caribbean, but like they'll know how the sun touches my skin or how I dress. They know I'm foreign. Like,
yeah.
So how black am I? Sometimes I do have to question that myself.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, am I accepted or no?
Right.
You know, so we kind of asking them questions too, you know.
Yeah, see, I think it's the same kind of struggle. Mm-hmm. So it's, I don't know, it's, I don't want to say it's hard, it's just challenging. It's uncomfortable to always have to justify who you are. And I guess for me, because it started at a very young age, mm-hmm. right? So I get even more rattled by it. Now I have more answers and I can debate about it. I can talk about it. Back then, like you asked me earlier, I didn't have the words, the patience. I didn't have the energy. It was just, I just stopped answering at some point. If I ever have kids, that's one of the first things I'm going to teach them, I think, like who they are and what exactly are whatever type. I don't know what kind of kids I would have with. I've always wanted to have black kids. I don't know from which country, but I don't know if I would have them myself or adopt, or I don't know that. But I would teach them. I would make them learn everything they have to know about who they are. So whenever someone comes to them and doubts them, or they would answer them back, mm-hmm. you know, and not wonder, oh, shoot, who am I? Am I not enough? Mm-hmm. That's the worst thing. Am I not enough? We have to answer that every day of our lives. At school, at work, because we're black, because I'm gay, because mm-hmm. I'm tall and I'm different and I don't look super girly. And it's a lot. And then I gotta start my day.
Okay, so let's name the important supports that someone would need, because, like, you know, people probably be listening and be like, you know what, I should do an autobiography and blah blah blah, but there's a lot that comes out of it. So can we talk about, like, you know, the important things and like support systems that you had while you were writing this, before you wrote it perhaps, and, you know, what you're still the support that you still need?
I think my biggest support was Shimo Mitchell, mm-hmm. Because he's written about 2 books.
We
he's
love
already,
you, Shimo.
Yeah. Shimo studied in journalism, and he's, mm-hmm. you know, so I've been doing a lot of meditation with him, which brought me also to write this book, right? Sitting at home and meditating, I really got mm-hmm. really, really deep inside to find my words and my feelings. So he's been a huge help, a huge support. Mm-hmm. The second one was my friend Isla. Isla is, she's written poems, she's a speaker, she's a brain expert, so mm-hmm. she helps people, she helps leaders. So Isla's been a great help. She helped me also editing. My photos, she helped me editing just the book to make sure it looks great. The biggest selling point of the book, I think, is the picture on the front and in the back. That's what I've got the most comments so far. So the photographer, Matt, that was a huge part also. When you think it's ready, it's probably not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which is why 6 months after, then I was publishing. So
right.
I think you have to surround yourself with critical people that will sit you down and make, go through every pages. Could be friends, could be, I mean, I have a lot of teacher friends, so you know, that will give you real feedback.
Yeah.
Be honest with you. They need to be honest and truly, brutally honest, because they're writing something. And especially mm-hmm. mine was a memoir. It's not fiction. This is about real people.
Yeah.
You know, there's some names that I'm not naming, but these are real people. So it needs to be written respectfully according to who I am as well, right?
Mind Funk. Where can they find the book?
Right now it's available on blurb.ca. You can buy the ebook, and you can also ask me directly. I do have about 15 books available. And I will get some more.
How are they going to ask you? Where are they going to find you?
they can write me on Instagram at saga_fitnessmtl. They can check my website at sagafitness.ca.
Mm-hmm.
There's my email address, saga.fitnessmtl@gmail.com. My phone number is on my website. I'm on LinkedIn, Saha Gagne. I'm on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I think that's it.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. So, like, because you're not, like you said, you're not a professional writer as yet. What else is it that you do?
So I am a certified massage therapist.
Mm-hmm.
I am a kinesiologist. So I strength and conditioning coach,
mm-hmm.
Specifically for basketball, but it could be also general fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a barber.
Mm-hmm.
I became a barber during the pandemic. And that's it for now.
Mm-hmm. That's not enough.
No. I mean, is it though? No, it's never enough. I always have something to achieve.
Follow no matter how far, if life is a movie, and you're the best part. If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you?
Oh,
What's going on, y'all? You know who it is. It's your girl, Miss Ben, and it's Black History Month 2021. So you know I got you in the loop for what's going on, the weekly virtual events. This year, my theme is Heal, Black Girl. Heal. We're going to be talking about my pregnancy experience, the diabetic retinopathy, the COVID healing effect, colorism, and what's really going on with the rent inflation and tenant rights and a whole lot more. So keep it locked right here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I do massotherapy as well.
Hardcore.
Yeah, not so hardcore. I'm really not, as you can see my Instagram page, like I'm not really good at promoting myself in this. I do. Ooh. But I do shiatsu, but I also
very cool.
I'm sorry, not shiatsu. I do Swedish, but I'm learning shiatsu now because you know, like you need the 1,000 hours.
Yes.
So.
Oh, you're a new one. Yeah, that's true.
Well, no, I've been certified for a while. But apparently, I still have to get my 1,000 hours. Is this a lie? Is this
but
not true?
For some companies, for some not all the insurance companies,
but for the major ones.
It's possible. Yeah. Yeah, it's possible. I have to call them about that. Yeah.
Yeah, because they said by April, like if you don't have your 1,000 hours, you can't. Not that you can't give massages, but like. It's pretty much like you're not that certified because you can't, like all the insurance companies are going to, all the major insurance companies are not going to accept.
Yeah, exactly. And I have to, I know they were allowing us to have, because my bachelor degree actually is going to count some classes. So yeah, I gotta go to the federation and yeah, no, you're right. Okay, shiatsu. Oh, nice. I did an introduction. It didn't speak to me as much. Shiatsu. It's cool. It's nice to receive, but to do it, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I received, but just watching how physical it is, I was like,
It's a dance. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. But
you do Thai, right?
Yeah, I do a version of Thai, but so it's a lot more biomechanic than holistic like the Thai, because when you go to Thailand, it's a whole dance. Mm-hmm. But here, the way my teacher taught us, it's more like you focus on an area at a time, and you know, you move the joint and you stretch, and it's really, it's not as much of a dance. So I'm having more fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's how you really have to learn all the techniques for you to not hurt yourself as the right. therapist. Because
yeah.
some of the moves are hardcore. I receive Thai, I'm not a fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you prefer Shiatsu over Thai?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, and now that I'm into cupping, and I love cupping.
Mm-hmm.
It's time efficient, so for me it's more that. When I, you know, like once in a while I need that long strokes and just, you know,
yeah.
relaxation, but yeah. rarely, rarely I find. Yeah.
You know, maybe what's interesting? I've never yeah. had a massage, like other than
really?
My ex. And you know what that turns into, so that don't count.
Not. that doesn't count.
Yeah. No. I never received like a massage.
Really?
But you know what, you mentioned it, like the whole touch thing. Like I can't just have anybody touching me, and like now like I'm even more so into energy work and stuff, and
right.
like a lot of people's energy throws me off. Like you know, so I just, like, there's some people that do Reiki, and
mm-hmm.
I'm just like, you're not ever gonna do Reiki on me. Like, it's yeah. not for everybody. I took a Reiki nope. course so I can do on my own.
Right.
But, like, yeah, I'm not cool with just anybody doing it.
I think it's the same as the yoga. Like, there's so many yoga yeah. teachers that they preach yeah. and they preach and they preach, and you look at them in their everyday life, and they should not be preaching okay. like that to anyone.
All right, exactly.
It's the same thing. The same thing for massage. Yeah, for Reiki, and yeah, it's you gotta know who's doing that. Mm-hmm. I'm not. Yeah, I know a few, but yeah, I don't just let anyone touch me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. You should come try, though, especially when you've never tried cupping. Cupping is very, very cool. If you have lots of knots.
Oh my god.
It's really amazing.
Does it hurt?
So it another doesn't
thing,
have to.
Another thing is that I'm really stiff. I'm super stiff. And
yeah.
I have not been kind to myself in the past. Now, yes. I stretch. I used to go to Ashtanga yoga,
mm-hmm.
and I used to do that volunteer thing, you know, so
yeah.
I just work 3 hours a week and do as many classes. So I can incorporate that in my everyday practice now, every other day, every
Very
four,
cool.
5 days. But listen, I incorporate in my movement and stuff, but I'm still getting the backlash of being an athlete and being a dancer for so long and not stretching and not hydrating myself. So like I can say I'm all kinds of effed up. Like it's bad.
So you need to start. I mean with the treatments.
Mm-hmm.
You should.
I'm just
do you know famous sister Kimba?
No. Maybe by face.
Chica's had a massage. Do you know Chica?
Chica, yeah.
Yeah, she's had a massage. She came a few times.
Okay.
You can ask her.
I'll ask. Like, you know what it is? I've had one thing, like, was it before? I don't think I knew I was pregnant at the time, and my legs, my thighs, those are like the worst parts. Like I could be lying down and it's aching.
Oh gosh.
And my teacher, she did a treatment of something. She did Shatsu, she did massage dot, all kinds of things in one. And for that week, like, I know I have a lot of blockages.
Mm.
And I couldn't walk up or go down the stairs. Like, my knees were so effed up. And you know, like, it sometimes it gets worse before it gets better. And so that's another thing that I'm very hesitant about, is if I can handle that pain. It's winter. I have my child. I'm on the second floor. Like, I'm all kinds of nervous.
I mean, what kind of pain are you talking about? Like, were they trying to... Were they going too hard?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. Like, your body's just...
Like, I'm like, it's bad. It's bad.
Mm.
Yeah. And it's also me emotionally, like... It must be, because that was like 3 years ago, so it must be a little better now. But even like in shiatsu, like, there's just some places that I'm like, like, yeah.
Now that you meditate, see, today I gave her a massage and I had a female's podcast on, and they just sunk in the bed.
Yeah,
I mean, female's voice is something.
Yeah,
but they were snoring. So if you're able to relax, to come to that place, then you know you release the muscles, and but you don't need, you don't need to go hard. So cupping will give you marks.
Mm-hmm.
It marks the body, but most people, if you're that tense, it will make you feel better. Like, I did someone tonight. She was a mess. Jiu-jitsu fighter, and she just left. She's like, I haven't had mobility like that in a while.
Mm.
You know, so if you're that bad, it's gonna give you relief.
Okay.
You might be a little sore, but you're gonna have the mobility.
Yeah.
You know,
do you
so
do cupping around like the groin area?
No. No.
My flexibility is shot. Out the door.
But I do it on the glutes and the hips.
Okay.
So that would open up the hips, right?
Yeah.
Like back, because it's usually a chain, right? So if you attack the body as a chain, you do the whole posterior chain and the frontal chain.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're, so I can work your hips without, it's a little too sensitive anyway on the inside.
Okay.
So I wouldn't, the skin in there is too thin.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do cupping there. It would, I would want it for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, quads up to, like, psoas, and I do even on, actually, we could do the inner thigh, just not the fire cupping, with the silicone cupping.
I saw that. That's like a see-through. Well, they're all see-through.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah. Yeah, we could do it.
Right?
Yeah, somewhere. With the forearms, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we could do it. That wouldn't hurt as much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was thinking of the fire, but no, you're right. I just haven't, no one has asked me that.
Okay.
But it's definitely doable. Yeah,
I'm nervous, but I will do it, you know, because I'm at the point where I'm ready to heal and do what it takes to heal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready.
Do it.
Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins. I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin. Need some every now and then. Oh, yeah. Where are your people from? Maybe Mississippi or Ireland. Apparently, your skin has been kissed by the sun. You make me want a Hershey's kiss, your licorice. Every time I see your lips, it makes me think of honey-coated chocolate. Your kisses are worth more than gold to me. I'll be your almond joy, you'll be my sugar daddy. Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell.
magnetic pulls me and I can't get out. Disoriented, I can't tell my up from down. All I know is that I wanna lay you down. Every time I let you in, abracadabra magic happens as we swim higher and higher. Finally we reach heaven, come back to earth. Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins, I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin. You turn every now and then. So brown, lips so round, baby, how can I be down? Beautiful mahogany, you make me feel like a queen.
You make me feel like a queen.
Tell me what's that thing you do that makes me wanna get next to you, yeah.
All right, Sarah, so let the people know what they can do to receive a free massage.
All right, so you need to contact me, buy your copy of Mind Funk, ebook or physical copy. Read the book, check out my playlist on Spotify. I have a special playlist, and you need to identify all the songs, which chapters they're identified to. And if you get all the songs right, it will be about 25 to 30 songs. You get a free 60 minutes massage therapy treatment.
All right, folks. And this was our first segment of Heal Black Girl Heal. Brought to you by your girl, Miss Ben, on CKUT 90.3 FM. Sarah, do you have any shout outs?
I want to say thanks to Fimo, to Isla, for helping me out, and everyone healing out there.
Mm-hmm.
You got this, one day at a time, 1 minute at a time, one breath at a time.
with me?
And I'm alright.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
No,
you know what you do.
And so if you are only now tuning in, you stupid late. But not to worry, you can always download the show in the archives on ckut.ca. Thank you for those who did stick it with us for the past 2 hours. I'm your girl, Miss Ben.
Complexion. Oh, I'm a black woman.
you're knocking on the right door. If you're looking for something, well, refreshing, you're tuned in to the right station. You're listening to the coolest station in Montreal, 90.3 FM on your dial. The alternative station, the one that gives you a choice and a voice. CKUT. Stay tuned.
When your parents need your help, you're there. When your kids say something's wrong, you're there. When your friends have a rough day, you're there. Be there for yourself the way you're there for others, as it's normal for these uncertain times to bring out negative emotions or anxiety. If you're finding it difficult to carry out daily tasks, there are solutions. Visit quebec.ca/gettingbetter or call Info Sociale 811. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Es únicamente una prueba. Uno, dos, uno, dos.
In Montreal.
CKUT. All the rhythms, all the music, all the time.
90.3 FM.
There is this thing. Do you realize there is this thing? Do you realize
consciousness is affected?
There is this thing
on.
There is this thing going on.
What
do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news I'm brought to you live.
Hi, welcome back to Unfit to Print. This is CKUT on 90.3 FM, broadcasting not live, but still from Montreal. My name is Amy Lloyd.
And I'm Maya Ibbotson.
Today we broadcast from the Kootenai, the traditional territory of the Haudenosaunee and the Anishinaabe Nations.
Today we want to hone in on Canadian politics as the race to vaccinate people across the country continues. Our audio essay is looking at differences in vaccine rollout plans province by province and includes an overview of some of the things Quebec and the Legault government is doing right and wrong. We're also going to talk about what's to come in terms of vaccination for the future. This week, we have a new addition to our team, Pilar Steers, who is a U1 student at McGill. She'll be helping us out this semester. Pilar researched and recorded with us, so you'll be hearing a new voice in a short while. But don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after a short break.